This is the ninth in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, By Bread Alone. The gospel message is from Luke 4, 1-4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over he was famished. The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, It is written, One does not live by bread alone. Accounts of the temptation of Jesus are recorded in Matthew 4, verses 1-11, Mark 1, 12-13, and Luke 4, 1-13. After Jesus had been baptized by John, he went into the wilderness for 40 days. Matthew and Luke record that Jesus was fasting during that time. The devil met Jesus there and issued 3 temptations when Jesus was at his weakest from the extended fast. The first challenge was to turn a stone into bread. The second was to receive authority over all the kingdoms of the world in return for worshiping the devil. Finally, Jesus was encouraged to throw himself onto the rocks from the pinnacle of the temple, knowing that God would protect him. Jesus refused each of the temptations, left the wilderness, and began his public ministry. Whether one reads this account as a factual or a metaphorical account is beyond the purpose of this life note. What I address here is how the temptations of Jesus are about the use of personal power, and how these are temptations we too face in endless variations throughout our lives. If the life of Jesus is the standard for our life, we have much to learn from how he used and refused to use the power at his disposal. Although Scripture does not give a reason for the fast, it seems safe to assume it was part of Jesus' preparation for his ministry. The first challenge was to use his power to turn a stone into bread and end his fast. On the one hand, if I were hungry and had such power, it would be difficult not to use it in that way. Unfortunately, that would betray his purpose for fasting and nullify the benefits from the difficulties he had already endured. Jesus' response is, One does not live by bread alone. The second temptation was to betray his lineage, as revealed by God at his baptism, You are my son, the beloved. By reflecting anything less than the Father, Jesus could not fulfill his purpose of making God known to us. We are frequently encouraged to settle for something less than what we strive for, and we are given the power to settle through our free will. It is not that God will no longer love us if we settle for less. It is that we will disappoint ourselves for giving in, as well as failing to accomplish that which we set out to achieve. Jesus' response is, Worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. The third temptation was to do damage to his physical body, on the assumption God would keep him safe. After all, God had a huge purpose for Jesus in the world. We know God takes us where we are, in whatever shape we are in, and uses us for purposes beyond our comprehension. Even if angels did not save Jesus from the rocks below, surely God would find a way to use him. This temptation was about showing how low we can sink and still have God lift us up. Jesus' response is, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. It is in our most vulnerable moments when we are tempted to use whatever means are available to ease our suffering, regardless of whether we believe we are tempted by the devil, by human nature, or our own personal weakness. The end does not justify the means when it comes to personal holiness. Patience, trust, and faith are required. The way out is by going through the difficulty, not by taking shortcuts around it. Inevitably, at some point or points in our lives, we will find ourselves in a metaphorical wilderness, hungry, alone, and tempted. In our weakest moments, it is helpful to remember how Jesus handled temptation by persisting after our prayerfully determined aims, by being as faithful to God as God is to us, and by treating our bodies as God's temple. God's strength manifests in our weakness.